Hey, greetings everybody, this is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I got asked a question, want to answer it here, going to do a teaching audio on it. Romans 10 verse 6 explained. Romans 10 verse 6 explained. Yeah, I thought this might make a good teaching audio. Let's read the verse in question, Romans 10 verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on the wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Also, this verse, Paul is loosely quoting Deuteronomy 30. Let's read that. Deuteronomy 30, 11 and 13. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden thee from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou should sayest, who shall go up for us to heaven? And bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou should say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Okay. Romans 10, verse 6, and Deuteronomy referencing it. Before I go into what those verses really mean, I want to say, this was asked of me also, do these verses mean that we shouldn't be asking who's gone to heaven and who's gone to hell? All right. So, let's talk about this. These verses have nothing to do with us knowing who went to heaven or who went to hell. I'm going to show you these verses are about knowing and trusting in the gospel by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, having said that, I would still say we should not ever guess. Any of our friends, relatives, family, neighbors who die, if they're in heaven or if they're in hell. We should never guess that. Why? Well, we can't know this side of heaven. Some of the people that you least expect to make it into heaven, they may make it. I give you the Pharisee and the publican from Luke 18, 9 through 14. And some of the religious people that think they're going to make it, and they're not going to make it. They're going to be turned away. I give you Matthew 7. Away from me, I never knew you, right? So, let's be very careful that we don't guess about people's eternal destiny. That's not our job. We have not the wisdom, the knowledge to do that. Now, let's get back to the meaning of Romans 10. I think when you read both those texts, what's very clear is the real meaning is both Paul in Romans and Moses in Deuteronomy is explaining the path to salvation by faith, the gospel, and they're saying it's not hard. Deuteronomy 30, Moses said, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it's not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. He was encouraging them that this is not hard for you to understand. Okay? Now, it also says, do we need for someone to go up and Christ down for us to understand? So the answer is no. Okay? We don't need that. It's not that hard to understand. Paul is also making a plea, if we read later in Romans 10, to the stubborn Israelites. Romans 10, verse 21. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and naysaying people. All right? So we are seeing the context by reading the verses around it. And then go read chapter 11 of Romans, where Paul is warning both the Jews and the Gentiles to not lose the faith and be cut off through unbelief and not dwelling in the goodness of God. He talks about the goodness and the severity of God. Go read chapter 11 of Romans, and this starts to make much better sense. This verse is really about proclaiming the gospel. It's not hard to understand and grasp. We don't need someone to come down from heaven or go up to make us be able to figure it out. Christ has already done that for us. For both the Jew and the Gentile, it's not hard for them to believe and gain eternal life through what Christ has done. I hope that makes sense. Romans 10:6 is really explaining we can understand this. We don't need further clarification from heaven. Christ has done it all for us. Now, let me make a disclaimer, because the person that asked this, the dear saint that asked this, I think there might have been a little bit of confusion. Maybe it was caused on my part. I do not think that I've ever taught anywhere that I know of that Romans 10:6 is saying that we shouldn't be guessing who's gone to heaven or hell. All right? Now, probably what I've said is don't say who's gone to heaven or who's gone to hell. And it may have sounded a lot like Romans 10:6. That could definitely give you the idea. If I said, hey, don't say who's gone up to heaven, that could give you the idea that I'm quoting Romans 10:6 to say we shouldn't guess who's in heaven or hell. And I can understand that could definitely happen. But I don't believe I've ever quoted Romans 10:6 in that way. I always just say we shouldn't be asking, guessing, figuring out, wondering who's in heaven, who's in hell. Let's not even ask that. Let's leave that up to God. And one day we may know on the other side when we pass on. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that clears up any kind of error or confusion. I never really quoted Romans 10:6 that way, but I do believe we shouldn't guess who's in heaven, who's in hell. That's not up to us to do. And I do believe that Romans 10:6 and Deuteronomy 30 is basically just saying this isn't hard for us to get. All right, it's about Christ, it's about faith. He's done it for us. We have to believe and place our trust in Him. So I'm going to leave it right there. I hope that explains it. The gospel good news of Jesus Christ, there for the Jew and the Gentile, believe by faith in His shed blood and resurrection. Repent. Be born from above. That's an act of God. Holiness and obedience is the fruit. You're striving for the kingdom and then enduring that to the end. Yeah, that's the hope for the Jew and the Gentile. What a glorious thing. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope that's blessed you today. Till next time, when I can bring you more scripture truth. I love when I get these questions from saints. We all learn. I'm learning as I go. We all learn and sharpen our swords together. Till next time, we love you in the Lord. Have a glorious day. God be praised.